Hello, is Alexis Cross there?
Yes,
hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
I'm 35.
Okay, thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I don't want to disclose.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And also, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
Isn't that the same question as you're certain to vote?
No. This will be your level of motivation.
Yeah, but if I wasn't motivated to vote, I wouldn't be certainly to vote.
No, of course. No, I understand. But in order to go to the next question, we need to answer this one. I'm sorry.
Okay, 10.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I am going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. We have 4 options here: strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove. So the first one would be Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
I'm sorry, the line was breaking up a little bit.
Approve.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
I thought approve was one of them. Approve.
I mean, yes, but we have, for example, only strongly approve or somewhat approve.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
Okay, would it be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I am going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard about this person or personal institution, you can let me know. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
I'm sorry, who?
Republicans in Congress.
The Republicans in Congress? All of them?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Are you just trying to find out what demographic I'm voting for?
Well, being honest with you, I don't have, like, the exact... let's say location, since all the numbers are chosen at random.
I'm sorry, I don't choose to finish the survey.
Okay, no problem. I understand. Well, thank you for your time.
Bye.